Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Some people learn from their mistakes and some don't. Researchers at Michigan State University are studying these two groups and finding some interesting differences. To discuss the study, which will appear in the upcoming issue of Psychological Science, I'm joined by Jason Moser, an assistant professor of psychology at MSU and the leader of the study. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
You know, it seems that almost everybody would like to claim that they learn from their mistakes, although some people apparently admit that they don't. Would you say the vast majority of people do, in fact, learn from their mistakes?
Well, it seems that there are people do vary quite a bit in how much they do learn from their mistakes. And in fact, what we were really asking people was how they thought about their intelligence. Did they think their intelligence was something that they were born with and they can't change, or do they think that their intelligence is something that they can change through learning and effort? And really what we find and other researchers have found is people can vary on this quite a bit. So there are some folks who are really, really fixed, meaning that they think their intelligence can't change. Other people are really, really growth-oriented, thinking they can change their intelligence, and other people are kind of in between.
You know, before we get to the details of the study, my initial thought on learning from your mistakes is that defines intelligence for most people. Someone that can actually, you know, make a mistake, learn from it, and change their behavior, that is an intelligent person versus someone who can't. Is that taking it a little too far?
It does seem that is a little more of an extreme position, because what's interesting about these mindsets is that they don't always relate to things like grade point average in school. So it does seem that in the moment, people who have this growth mindset are just more willing to go through the process and learn from their mistakes. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll always do better in school or be more intelligent or achieve more. It just means that they're more willing to learn and learn through the process of remediating from these mistakes, whereas people who are fixed-minded, they may just be just as intelligent, but when they, you know, face a struggle or a mistake, they're less likely to try to fix it. They just say, well, that's just who I am. But they may have other things that are helpful to them to help them do better in school.
I know the study involved plugging electrodes and, you know, essentially having electrodes on a person's head, and you measured different responses. What differences then did you find between those who were able to learn from their mistakes and those that really weren't?
The really critical difference between the two groups was in this second signal that's sent from the brain after you make a mistake. When you make a mistake, there are two really fast signals that happen within a quarter of a second of making a mistake, which is very, very fast. The brain is very, very aware very quickly of when you make a mistake. And this second signal is essentially the signal that your brain is paying attention to your mistake. It's recognizing that you've made a mistake. It's kind of the conscious awareness of your mistake. And that's really where the groups differed. And the growth-minded folks, the folks that thought they could learn from mistakes more often, were exactly the people who showed this bigger brain response that said, I'm paying attention to my mistake, and I really should do better on the next trial.
Isn't part of learning from a mistake suffering some kind of significant punishment or discomfort from that mistake?
Not necessarily. It's this mindset, this belief about your own abilities that when you make a mistake or you are punished for something, the idea is, what do you do with that information? Do you say, well, I'm punished because I'm a bad person or because I did something wrong or I'm no good? Or do you say, you know, I was punished, I made a mistake because there's something I can learn from this and I can do better next time? And the latter mindset is really what people with growth-minded individuals think, is that even when they experience punishment or mistakes, what they're really focusing on is, what can I learn from this experience?
I'm talking to Jason Moser. He's an assistant professor of psychology at MSU. Now, when you look at people who are, I guess, are more stringent in their mindset and not as liable to learn from their mistakes, how does a person like that go about becoming more flexible and changing that perspective?
That's a great question. And you know, we don't have a lot of great data on how people with this fixed, rigid mindset go about changing it. They may not. They may actually think this is just who they are, so there's nothing they can do to change it. However, there are these new Brainology programs really spearheaded by Carol Dweck and her colleagues who really started this research and at Stanford, and they have developed a training program, especially for children and adolescents, to train them to be more growth-minded, especially if they're more fixed-minded to start. And what they do show is if you offer this program to kids and adolescents in school and the kids enroll, that this way of thinking that you can learn from your mistakes actually does help those kids perform better and do better in school.
Now, you said those that are, learn from their mistakes are actually recognize the mistake more quickly. Does that play a big role in their ability to then work through that mistake? Because it is part of the problem that if you don't acknowledge or see your mistake, it just kind of fades out to the point that you're not actually able to go back to the point where you made the mistake to correct it in your mind?
Yeah, no, that's another great question. And absolutely, that's, you know, in our data with this brain response, the power of the effect is that we're tapping into something really fundamental, very simple about how people with growth mindsets approach mistakes. And in fact, in our data, in a very, you know, concrete, simple task, what we found was that the growth-minded people who had this bigger brain response, this more attention to their mistakes, actually did better on the next trial behaviorally, meaning that they corrected their mistake right away, and that brain response really explained why the people with growth mindset were better after errors. So we really think that this signal does capture a really important aspect of why they do better after mistakes. It's really that paying attention to the mistake allows you to gain the information that you've made the mistake and quickly to, you know, recruit whatever resources or come up with a new plan to correct the mistake on the next trial. And what's so interesting about what we found is that it's so fast. That process happens really quickly. These simple tasks that we have them do happen, you know, over a course of a few seconds, really, and over a course of milliseconds, hundreds of a second. Mm-hmm. And that was where we really found the differences. And indeed, when you go kind of bigger picture, these folks with a growth mindset are more likely to take action after their mistakes and really engage in their mistakes, try to learn from them, whereas people with fixed mindset on a bigger picture, they're more likely to be like, no, forget it, I'm going to close the book, I don't want to learn anymore because I can't get any smarter.
Everything you're describing makes it sound very much like this is a genetic or basically a basic trait that a person is born with rather than one that they develop over time in their life.
Yeah, right. And I think that's a big debate. And we really, unfortunately, don't have any good genetic data, actually, like from a twin study or even molecular studies to suggest, is mindset really something that is inherited from parents and really in the genes? Or is it something that, you know, develops early in life through some sort of learning experiences with their family? And so that's a study that I definitely think is needed. And in terms of the literature that is out there, I think people are really on the fence in terms of they think, yes, you can get a person's mindset when they're really young. People ask 3 or 4 year olds about their mindset, about their intelligence, and 3 or 4 year olds will tell you if they're more fixed or more growth oriented, which suggests that it is this more innate genetic biological thing. But at the same time, they have these programs that can change your mindset through a school program to make you do better in school. So it seems like it's a bit of both. As with many psychological constructs, I think there's a genetic component, certainly, as well as there's a learning and environmental component.
Jason Moser, an assistant professor of psychology at MSU, the leader of a study that will be featured in the upcoming issue of Psychological Science. Thank you for joining me, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me.